This is a special week for Emergency Medical Service, or EMS. Two local veterans of EMS, Danny Wilburn, a paramedic and a shift captain, and Jim Sanderson, a paramedic and shift captain, discussed EMS on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
What do we do here during EMS week? What goes on out at the hospital?
Well, not a whole lot. We have a little board that we set up that's got some photographs on it and stuff for the public to view that just kind of tells them what we do. We don't do a whole lot of outside stuff because this year we've just been busy with different events and stuff that we have going on.
Well, it's a busy month. Going
on. Yeah, it is a busy month. Bike rodeo is going on tomorrow at Lamar Elementary. For the last two Fridays, we've been out putting helmets on first grade kids. So okay. That was one of our big things that we were doing this year for EMS week was our bike helmet stuff.
Okay. And Mr. Sanderson, how do you get involved?
With EMS or?
Sure.
I actually had a buddy call me, wanted me to go to school with him, and I did, and I passed, and he didn't, and okay. Been here ever since.
So for 16 years in Sulphur Springs.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and Danny, you've been since 19 what?
93.
Okay. So a long time with our organization here, EMS. And it's changed. I mean, it's changed a lot in your years.
A whole lot. I mean, we still had the little high-top van when I started. The hospital actually got the ambulance from the city of Sulphur Springs in 1982. So they've been doing it about 10 years when I came along, and everything has changed. Cardiac monitors are better. Actually, now we have the capability to sit in your living room and do a 12-lead EKG. We can definitively tell whether or not you are actively having a heart attack.
Wow.
And we can actually transmit that to the doctor in the emergency room, and they can hit a button and forward it straight to the cardiologist. And your care could actually start right there in your living room now.
Wow. Wow. I know it's disturbing in a neighborhood or out in the country when you see an EMS unit go by and stop it at someone's house and you hear the sound and you know a neighbor's in trouble in some kind of way. It sure is good to have services such as we have.
Yes, it is. We're fortunate. We have a pretty progressive service. I mean, we have pre-arrival instructions that our dispatchers can give. It's Dr. Clausen's National Academy of Emergency Medical Dispatch. So actually, care can actually begin with the phone call before we even get there.
So the family member or neighbor or whoever stopped in and found this person in need calls 911, is that right?
Yes.
So then your dispatcher may give them instructions. What might they hear?
If it's a full arrest, if somebody's not breathing, they can give them CPR instructions, how to clear the airway, how to even be able to check to see if they are breathing or not. You know, the layperson doesn't understand, you know, if somebody's laying out, whether they're truly breathing or not. They may be breathing shallow. It's a crash course in first aid is what it is.
KSST News.